toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It hadn't even occurred to me. Jolie's been gone, so we haven't done the How Chicks Think in a few days because she's in Africa or wherever.
All the better that I'm here today.
But Egypt's in Africa.
No, Egypt is separate from Africa.
I thought Egypt was...
No. That's a separate country.
I thought Egypt... It's not in Asia, is it?
Well, Africa's a continent, which does not have...
Right, but she's in... Right, but...
Teachers are home today. A teacher just needs to call in and give us a little geography.
No, the teacher doesn't
need to call. Of Ethiopia, which is in Africa.
Egypt is... Okay, but Egypt is not a continent.
No.
Egypt is in Africa.
It is not.
It absolutely is.
On the continent of Africa.
I swear to God.
It's not in Africa itself.
No, because Africa is the continent.
No, we're embarrassing ourselves just by having this argument.
Are you thinking of South Africa?
Let's pretend that none of this happened.
Well, Egypt is... Oh, forget it.
Done. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. So, Chris was asking about how chicks think. We just haven't done it the last few days. I've noticed that lately we've had less stress, and it's been like there's a sweeter aroma.
It's
in
a kinder, gentler Rick Emerson show.
It's like the air's a little bit cleaner, the sun's a little bit brighter.
Kind of.
We've been talking about, although to cure that, we've been talking about firing. And it all started with this guy Jim calling. This guy Jim called and talked about he just got the sack on Friday, and we were talking about worst firings and what you do to kind of overcome that. Anyway, it's 503. But you know the thing, we were talking about the unemployment numbers, and they give you this load that the Oregon economy is improving. But here's why this is untrue. A, they're claiming that the Oregon job situation is improving because we're no longer most unemployed state. We're now 49 instead of 50 when it comes to employment. Because somebody like Alaska or somebody's behind us. Which isn't really like the biggest improvement. But also this, the reason that the unemployed numbers have dropped, and this is absolutely true, there's New York Times reporting on this. The reason the unemployment numbers have dropped is because they have stopped counting people who have given up looking for work. So it's like, if you've been unemployed for 6 months, and at a certain point you're just like, screw it, I'm not going to get a job, I'm just going to, you know, whatever, sponge off the state, or live with my parents, or, you know, my wife supports me, or whatever. So if you've given up looking for work, they don't count you as unemployed anymore.
It's kind of like looking at radio numbers. It's all in kind of how you look at it.
Yeah, in the sense that it's incredibly inaccurate.
Right.
Yes, that it's just some guy pulling it out of his ass.
Yeah, anybody can say their number.
Well, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly, no matter how you look at it, it's like if you get...
Everybody's number one.
There are ways you can look at it, you know, that's where, like, it makes it look like Rhode Island is bigger than Texas, I suppose. And that's how they do the unemployment. Yeah, which really is, of course, that's the opposite of how it should be. If you have been unemployed for so long, you quit looking, you ought to count as two people. I mean, you ought to count as, like, doubly unemployed. But so it's a lie when they tell you that the job situation is getting better. We all know that it's not. So we're talking to people who've been fired, who have had terrible firings in the past or whatever. And this guy Jim who called got sacked. I mean, I don't know what we can do for that guy. I mean, maybe we can help him out, maybe not. He was a project manager in a place that worked, you know, did store fixtures. But it's like, offhand, I'm not really sure what we can do for that guy. But, I mean, we'll figure something out at some point. I mean, the thing is, we've just got too many listeners that are unemployed not to worry about it. You know what I mean? So, see how all these emails about Egypt are coming in. I don't even want to... I will say, however, this email from John, subject line, completely off subject. And the email just says, Rick, dude, I just made the best potato salad. Thanks, Mike in Portland.
Great, yes. Bring some down.
Jim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
So, the Arab Republic of Egypt... It's a country in northeast Africa, bordered by the Mediterranean Sea to the north.
Which is what I
Israel
said.
Israel and the Red Sea to the east, Sudan to the south, Libya to the west.
All of which we knew when I said, like, an hour ago that it's in Africa.
Never mind. Maybe I was wrong.
Maybe.
It's probably still under... the wrong information from, like, the... Well, never mind.
It's probably... Yeah, it's still under dispute, though.
Probably so. Anyway... A woman in her... Well, I shouldn't read this in such a happy tone. A woman in her 80s was killed in Olympia when a dead tree cut down by construction crew fell and crushed her trailer.
Vaporized in your trailer.
Her son was in the trailer when the tree came down but escaped unharmed. A 14-year-old Jacksonville boy was shot and killed by his father Saturday morning in what the county sheriff calls a tragic hunting accident. Dennis Plunkett was on a weekend trip in a hunting camp near the Georgia state line with his two sons. Investigators say the oldest son wanted to see if he could see an animal moving in the woods. He couldn't, so he handled the .308 rifle to his dad, thinking it was a hog. Plunkett fired one shot, hitting his son in the back of the head.
Oh, my God.
Well, on the plus side, his dad appears to be a really good shot.
A Kentucky man was critically injured on the same day when his friend accidentally shot him as they were passing around a gun at a busy flea market. 45-year-old Danny Paxton, was handing 70-year-old Roy Williams a .22 Freedom Arms Derringer when the barrel facing toward himself when Williams accidentally pulled the trigger, shooting Peyton in the stomach.
Darwin's theory at work again.
Hick watch, man. Killed by a gun at a flea market.
That shot rang loud in the very crowded flea market.
That's where you want to... And, of course, it's crowded because they always are. Because what's a flea market if it's not hot and sticky? You know, what the... You know, how'd you like to spend your last few moments at Sandy Bars, bleeding to death, right between like a pile of dusty Jane Fonda workout tapes and like some bad Izod shirts that are sitting there in a box? That's how you want to go out. God damn.
Next news, what happened?
And what is Jim Riley. What does it say about the son that the father thought he was a hog and shot him in the head? What kind of child do you have?
A lot of obese kids out there.
But even if you thought it, why would you say that to anybody?
I thought he was a pig. Why don't you lay off the Sparrows? Then you won't be shooting your kids in the head, okay? Jesus. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Why don't you quit going to Cinnabon so damn frequently? And then you won't be shooting your kids in the face thinking that they're wild boars. Jesus God. What the hell is wrong with this world? Rick, does Kristen have a banging buddy? Yes. I thought maybe she'd like to ride the Harley this week. Mike, F. Matt with a jammed up office space video.
This F. Matt did he include a picture by your business.
No, he really didn't. Should I encourage them to send their pictures?
You know, that might not be a good idea.
Okay, I didn't think so. All right, let's see. What are we doing here? It's 503-25. These people are calling with the pictures now, undoubtedly. We're going to get John in a moment. Terry, you're a full-time listener in Tiger. What's up?
Hey, Rick, how you doing today?
I'm rolling, sister.
Hey, listen, Egypt is in Africa, number one.
I know.
Yeah, and I got a horror story for you.
All right.
I was working for these people for 6 years. I had to fire an employee for stealing. They turned around and fired me when I was at the doctor because I had hurt my back and I had to go to the doctor because I'd hurt my back. I get home and I have a message on the answer machine. She's firing me. Then she turns around and hires the girl that I had already fired for stealing to go and work for her.
Why? Why would you possibly do that?
Why would I do it?
Yeah, why would she do that?
Why would she do it? Because she worked cheaper than I did.
That's the thing is that like they're always able to find like, you know, some 19-year-old that's willing to do your job for like one third of your salary.
Yeah, but she stole. I don't know how good that worked out for her in the long run. But boy, it really sucked for me.
Yeah, no, well the answering machine message is the worst part of that. I mean, it really is.
It was an answering machine, and I was coming home from my doctor appointment from hurting my back on her at her house.
It's like being broken up with on the answering machine.
It's
you know, it's
horrible.
When you're playing back your messages and
I don't think it's working out. I'm gonna start having sex with everybody but you now.
Six
you know?
Years, man, I watched your children grow up. It hurt me deeply.
Yeah, but
no, I think my neighbor's house is on fire, so I gotta call 911 now. My neighbor's house is on fire. I'm gonna call 911 now.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, there you go.
Whoa.
Well, that was interesting.
That's
a good way to get off the phone when you're
seriously.
To
I'm going
to
use that the next.
I was going
to
say
the next time I'm talking to you know somebody droning on. My head's on fire. I have to call. Yeah, that's great.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Well done, Terry. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Who knew that there were this many dick bosses out there? John is. I guess we could have assumed that. John, a full-time listener in Beaverton. What's up?
Hey, Rick. Hey, I've been waiting 14 years to tell this story.
All right.
After giving money to the state for 4 years as I slaved away in college, I finally got this is Oregon State University, by the way, got to the Coliseum on graduation day.
Right.
Stood in line for like an hour and a half just waiting to get my seat. Sat on a hard folding chair for 3 hours watching wrinkled old men getting honorary degrees and things. finally got the chance to walk across the stage and get my diploma from the president of the university, open the thing up, and there's a memo that says, thanks for attending graduation today. Unfortunately, due to a records error, we're unable to give you your diploma.
Oh, what does that mean?
It meant, I found out finally 2 weeks later, it meant that my Dick English professor didn't turn in my grades on time.
Oh, just some guy, just, no, I'll do it later.
Yeah, but they chose to tell me via memo.
Oh, that sucks. That's one of those, when you go out there and you're all pumped to get it, and it's, you know, dear graduate, you know, you'll get it sometime later.
And, you know, here I am, you know, practically waving to my parents, sitting up on the balcony, and open my diploma cover, and I close it again. I think, boy, that's sure boring-looking diploma.
Seriously, it's like,
I open it up again, and here's this memo, you know, to student from, you know, registrar.
Did you ever have this? Did you ever get to go to your high school graduation, and it's like they announce those kids who aren't quite graduating? You'll get this. You'll get the, you know, and, you know, next graduate, John Ingerslev, you know, and then you'll get, though, you know, Brad Plazinkian,
who gets certificate of attendance,
you know, and then everybody looks around because you know that guy was just huffing a lot of Krylon and didn't make it out of 12th grade.
They printed those on the back of the program.
Yeah, right there.
The following bozos who didn't quite make it.
Yeah, your shame so you can be immortalized forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. There you go. That's John. Yeah, they totally did that with me. I've told this story before. They printed all the graduating students in my class in order of GPA. You know, so it's like valedictorian and salutatorian, and then it's like there's me, like, right at the bottom. Like, two from the bottom, you know, 0.01 or, like, whatever the lowest GPA you could possibly have and still graduate. That was
me. That's a horrible idea.
It was a terrible idea. And, of course, they said, and it's like, you know, when you see a movie, you know, starring, in order of, you know, alphabetical order, so it said on the back of my diploma, graduating class, in order of, you know, by order of GPA. And so it's like, you see them all in order, and it's like, there I am, right at the freaking bottom.
What happened to alphabetical? I mean, come on now.
Bunch of dicks. Rick, I work for an engineering firm. I received a call on Friday afternoon and was told to go to a meeting at the main boardroom. When I arrived, there were 25 people standing in the hallway waiting for the door to be opened so we could go in. We all stood around thinking we were going to work on an exciting new project. It is. It's called Operation Drunk. At this firm, when you left, or quit, or they downsized you or you were fired, they would give you a pen as a memento of you working there. Needless to say, when someone finally opened the door, we walked into the boardroom, and on the table, 25 pens, neatly stacked. Whack! He said, you just heard the axe falling in your head. Oh, that's terrible. That's like, I'll just real quickly before we do this. This is what happened when I was doing the syndicated show, is that I was, you know, I was doing the national show, and which sucked. I mean, we all, it's not like it's a big surprise that I got fired, because it was like the worst show in the history of the world. It's not, you know, it's completely different than now, where the show is brilliant day in and day out. But the syndicated show was terrible. It was just the most awful radio program that's ever aired. But I got off the air one day, and it's like, and the guy who was syndicating it lived in California, right? And I was doing the show from here, from Portland. And so I get off the air one day, and I open the door, and it's like, there he's standing there, you know, for no reason. And then there's the president, the vice president of the company, of the syndicate, you know, the network. And Clyde and I walk out of there, and they're like, yeah. He's like, Rick, can I talk to you in an office down the hall? And then the other guy goes, Clyde, could I talk to you at the same time in a separate office down at the other end of the building and bring your things with you, please? And it's like, at that point, you just, you know, you're mentally already going through the, okay, what can I steal from here? Coffee mugs and then the, you know, and so I go into the office, and we sit down, and he's like, it's just not working out, you know. And so I get the big firing lecture. And then the best part was, and I don't mean any, you know, I don't have anything against them. You know, against the woman that took my place. Is, you know, the Liz Wilde show that was on here for...
Briefly.
That was, you know, the one was on here for a while after my show. I don't have anything against her. It's not her... You know, it, she's just kind of a pawn in the whole thing. But it's but they had, through either some scheduling error or some Machiavellian sense of humor, they had brought her in like a day, because she started the next day. And so I get out of the firing meeting, I open the office door to go back in and get my things, and it's like she and her staff are like already there. They're, like, already there in the studio, like, hanging up posters. It's, like, already redecorating my studio.
You know, and, you know, not to take anything away from that whole experience, Rick, what was even worse was having to answer the front desk phone.
Oh, I can imagine that was a lot of fun.
You were gone.
Because they all thought it was KOTK's choice when it wasn't. It was the network.
Yeah.
KOTK had nothing to do with it.
Well, and then they thought it was my fault in particular.
Damn you!
Yeah.
No, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, and so I get right out there, I'm like... You know, and I'm just like, who are you? Are you the secretary? Could you get me some coffee? You know, and you know, meanwhile, they're all, like, busy plugging in their headphones. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Hey, we want to wish a happy birthday to Kid Rock. who, in his constant quest to make me feel like a loser, is only 2 years older than I am, but is Kid Rock, while I'm just Rick Emerson, turned 33 this last weekend. So there you go. Happy birthday to Kid Rock. We'll be back. We got more on the way, including your phone call. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Stay there. We'll be back.
Understand, I want peace like Gandhi, but until that day, I'm gonna walk this way from laying on me.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I got the music in me, sister. Don't mock my lip. And how do you hate that when it's like
just
you see somebody
inside, Rick.
You
just
see somebody inside. Famous, and it's like you think they're 40, and then it's like, you know, congratulating, happy birthday to mega famous celebrity who's only 3 weeks older than you are. You know, and it just makes you feel like such a loser. Makes you feel like
where
such
did
a tool.
Where did that come from?
The fact that Kid Rock's only 2 years older than I am, and he's Kid Rock. Guys share the stage with Run DMC, Aerosmith.
If it's any consolation, you know, Justin Timberlake's been on with most of those guys.
Why don't you shut your head? Why don't you just shut your mouth?
Well, Rick, just feel happy you were on stage with me. How's that?
Yeah, well, that is true. And we were both on stage with Trey, so there you go. You can.
That makes my life worthwhile.
Bask in the glory there. All right, here's Sarah Travick.
Yeah.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
224, Tim Riley with the news, brought to you by your friend of the diamond business, the Shane Company, on the western quarter of Highway 217 and Shoals Ferry Road, open Monday through Friday to late Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com. Topher Grace plays Pete, the manager of a grocery store who's in love with his best girlfriend, Rosalie. That's Kate Bosworth. However, she's being wooed by a handsome celebrity and win a date with Tad Hamilton. Topher, talks about how he wrote the wood chopping scene.
That's half true. I had the idea to take off our shirts, and I think I wrote the do you work out line. But Vic wrote, I had this idea that he respond, and I said, do you work out? And he say, yeah, do you work out? And I had this whole bit worked out about how I got a membership, but like never gone. It's too much. And Vic had the idea that Tad was saying, like, no.
All right. Tell me about Rosalie dating Tad and how he wanted to play Pete.
If you want to tell some girl you like her and she starts dating Brad Pitt, I mean, that's going to suck, you know? Unless, I mean, no, Brad Pitt's probably it. But Brad Pitt's the one guy who's never had that, you know, would never run into that problem, I guess. But like, you know, I thought there's a way to play this character with some kind of flaw or portray him as being a, you know, a loser. And I wanted to play with a lot of strength and, you know, and show that he's not a victim of anything.
Oh, all right. Well, this film opens Friday. Showers this afternoon, highs about 45, more of the same tonight, patchy fog too, and partly sunny by tomorrow afternoon. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
Hot Talk.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. All right. Oh, that, my big fat obnoxious, a-hole fiance or whatever. What's that show? My big fat obnoxious fiance? Is that tonight? I think that starts tonight. Where that woman, the girl that's got to convince her family that she's dating the hideous guy. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Am I just making this show up, or does it actually exist? I think that starts tonight. But the other thing that starts tonight on VH1 is that Bands Reunited show. And I'm just reading this from the press release. Amer Haleem, I guess, is the host. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Trying to get bands back together and perform. Tonight's mission has Amer searching for band members from Berlin. Apparently the whole goal of this show, he spends, whatever, like 45 minutes trying to find all the members of Berlin, and then the climax of the show is he sees if he can get them to sing Take My Breath Away. So there you go. So that's some exciting programming.
Because that's worth waiting for.
Don't miss that, yeah. Because God forbid you just go and, like, you know, just go and pull out your Top Gun soundtrack, which I know you still own, and listen to it. Jason, you're a full-time listener on Hot Talk at Eddie KOTK. What's up?
Oh, getting fired. I had the lovely experience of attending my company's end-of-the-year Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
With a date.
Uh-huh.
Just to get fired.
Oh, they didn't fire you at the Christmas party.
In front of my date.
No one. Why would you get fired at the Christmas
Where
party?
Where do these people work?
Well, what did you do? Did you shoot someone at work, or what did you do?
Oh,
what would you do to get
popular conflicting personalities?
But at the Christmas party?
Actually, we had voted in a union, and management didn't take too kindly to it. So.
Well, you know, but they fired you at the Christmas party in front of your date.
Well, at least it was after dinner.
Oh God, that's horrible.
The Last Supper.
This was.
I hate those guys.
Yeah, what? I mean, well, yeah, hate them. Screw them. What did your date do? Did you, I mean...
Well, I got the pity play.
Oh, really? Did you get
See,
pity
that
sex?
Could be working for you.
Yeah, but it's not worth it.
It doesn't pay the bills the next day.
I was going to say, I don't get pity sex, doesn't pay the rent. You can't use pity sex to buy cheese at Safeway. unless you're actually a woman. Well, yeah, so screw them. Yeah, to hell with that company.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, there you go. That's Jason. Oh, damn, that's terrible. That's the worst. I don't think that can be topped. I thought the answering machine was bad. Fired in front of your date at the Christmas party. I mean, it's not like the holiday season is depressing enough, you know? There's not enough suicides during the Christmas season. Let's try if we can...
I wonder if that was their intention or if it just kind of, you know, popped into his mind like, oh, hey, I've got to fire that guy.
Yeah, while you're here, could you... Hold on just a second. I gotta get a box. Hold on. I'll be right back for you. Rick, did you say you were on stage? That sounds like a great time. Is there any place that I could see you on stage? Boy, does that sound like fun. It'd be even better if there was a way I could remember the event. Maybe with something to wear, perhaps. P.S. F. Matt with Radio Disney.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Oh, yeah. For those of you who were there at the show on Friday or Saturday, you know what we're talking about there.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, more Saturday than Friday.
Yeah, go to rickemerson.com. There's a new stills up. From Saturday's show, and the final two shows are coming up, and they're selling right now. So,
and we should mention, because I was there.
That's right,
at
you
the
were there.
Saturday,
came to Saturday's show,
and you didn't tell anybody that there would be T-shirts available for sale.
I'm sorry, it's mine.
So, you know, if you're planning on going to the show,
bring cash.
Some darn cute little girly T-shirts and some manly man T-shirts.
Darn cute. That's exactly how I want to position my merchandise. It's darn
well,
cute.
The chick shirts are darn cute.
The chick
cute.
Shirts are great. Yeah, bring green.
Bring some cashola.
Coming to the Rick Emerson show. Yeah, bring cash for merchandise. It's the...
So you, too, can have strange people looking at your chest.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Yes, it's the... So you want to do that. That's this Friday, Saturday. There's tickets available 24/7 at rickemerson.com. All major credit cards accepted or at the door. Let's see. Where are we going here? We're going to get Chris in just a moment. A full-time listener.
Yes.
And a first-time caller. It's Rich. You're on Hot Talk, the 90KTK. What's up?
I was just going to tell you that those unemployment statistics, they don't have anything to do with whether you're looking for a job or not. It's when your unemployment runs out, you're no longer considered unemployed. That's why
that makes sense.
That's why ours was so high for so long, because everybody got all those extensions.
Yeah.
So everybody kept drawing unemployment, and now as that's all running out, it's going to look like the job market's really turning around. Everybody's unemployment's going to be running out.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. When you stop counting people, that doesn't mean they don't exist anymore. That's a little tip to the government. That's like when they don't count the homeless people, and so they think that there's only 200 million people or whatever in the country. So, yeah, no, it's that's a
but
big load.
I just
load.
Want to let you know it's not that people have given up looking for a job. It's just that their unemployment's run out.
Yeah. So. All right, there you go. That's Rich, first-time caller, full-time listener. Rick, I love your show, dude. Maybe an urban legend, but I have a friend who used to work for a large Washington State software company. Who claims a coworker came in one morning and logged onto their computer. It said, clean out your desk and leave the building by 9 a.m., Roy and Fairview. Well, at least that's, you know, at least then it's not the not in front of everybody else. You know what I mean? Although, can I just tell you this? That you know what they ought to do? Just like someday when this is another segment of When I'm King. When I'm King, when you get fired, they're going to have a move. They will pay for a moving company to come in and take all your stuff out of your cubicle and take it home for you. So you do not have to sit there in front of coworkers, you know, like putting things into a box. Because we all know what that means, you know. It's like when I got fired from the national show. I would, you know, and it's like, I got to call home. Honey, could you come by and pick me up after work today? Sure, why? Well, because I don't so much have a job anymore, and so I was, you know, and that's depressing. And then you're out. This is me. True story. That's not like a sad tale of me, but I mean, it's a true story. It's me empty, cleaning out my desk and everything into a box, and then that night at like 5 o'clock, standing on a street corner in the rain in downtown Portland with a box full of my possessions waiting for my girlfriend to come pick me up. And everyone who drives by, it's like they know, because there's only one reason you're standing on a street corner with a box full of like office supplies. There is only one reason, and it's because you've just been fired. I mean, that's it. And so it's just like public shaming. Let's see, Chris in Southeast Portland, you're a full-time listener. What's up?
Hey, my sister was managing the store a couple of years ago, and she had an employee that was stealing from her.
Uh-huh.
She let him know he wouldn't be working there anymore when the cops showed up to arrest him.
Oh, well, see, that's, yeah, but at least that guy, you know, at least that's a guy who deserved it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you come up from taking a bathroom break, and there's the man there waiting to handcuff you. I mean, that's different. At least, at least that's a guy that's got it coming to him. Yeah, no, I'm with you. All right, that's Chris. Let's see. I'm still getting emails about Africa, which I will not read, by the way. The spirit of we got this one. This is from Kevin. Rick, yo, dude, I need your help. Seriously. I just got offered a job. Oh, that's good. And 10 minutes ago, she called me back and said, by the way, starting January 1st, we do drug tests. You'll be taking yours next week. Now, Rick, I have nothing to hide except for my bong hits. I need to pass. Can you please ask your listeners for a surefire way to circumvent the impending doom that is a positive test for THC? Thank you tons. Anonymous in... Oh, sorry, that's not from Kevin. That's from Anonymous. No. Here's... Look, can I just tell you this? You cannot put Anonymous at the end of the email. You can't... You have to start the email with that, because I just read these... I just read from the top down.
He's not previewing them.
Yeah, I don't... Well, I do sometimes. I don't always have a chance to... If you want to be anonymous, just put the subject line,
anonymous.
Is anonymous. Yeah, don't put anonymous right at the end of the letter, because then it's not going to work. So that's not, this is from Ted. That's who this is from. It's from a man named Ted wrote this. Of course, I cannot advocate doing drugs, or I wouldn't want you to abuse your body in any way, because that's wrong and illegal, and it's not a thing I can advocate, nor...
Even the 23% alcohol.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't do that at all. Nor would it be right. It would be wrong of me to tell you how you can circumvent the. But it's hard. I mean, it's getting tougher and tougher. And they don't. I mean, it's like there's some places that drug test, and some places like some places test your sweat now. They test your hair.
Yeah, they pull out hair out of your scalp.
Strand of your hair. It's like, they do everything but like a colorectal search where they do everything but jam a camera up your ass, So it's like a bunch of crap.
That's
is what
common.
It is. That's, but, I mean, I don't think they do it. I don't think they do it in Entercom. I mean, they can't. I mean, they must know that no one would pass it. I mean,
people in radio.
Yeah, man, it's, I bet they probably do, test the sales side of people, but air staff, they
well, yeah, because they got to know that it's like testing actors, No, we're going to test, right? It'd be like having Warner Brothers test, all the guys in Tool, or whatever. It's just, it's not going to happen. So, so they don't, although, I got to tell you, Fisher, when we were owned by Fisher, Fisher Broadcasting Portland didn't pass, but Fisher Broadcasting Seattle tested everybody. Fisher Broadcasting Seattle tested everybody, on air staff, too. And I know this because a friend of mine, who shall remain nameless, a friend of mine applied for a job with Fisher Broadcasting of Seattle at one of our sister stations in Seattle, which I will not name. And the very worst part was she had gone in. She'd negotiated. They're like, well, we'd like to hire you for thus and so. And she's like, okay. And they said, we love your stuff. We want to hire you for this job, this on-air job. Let's talk salary. They negotiated salary. She got a big fat raise from what she was expecting. And they said, okay, well, we're going to have you start on Monday. Welcome aboard Fisher Broadcasting Seattle. Oh, by the way, you'll need to pee in this cup. And the thing is, she'd been clean for 6 months, and the weekend before had taken a hit. Yeah, it's like the first time she'd gotten high in like 6 months.
She didn't get high?
She told him. She's like, I got high once in like 6 months, and it was last weekend. She's like, I'm not going to pass it. She's like, I'll tell you. And they're like, well, take it anyway. She's like, I'm not going to pass it. And they made her take it anyway, and she failed. And they said, yeah, sorry about that. Have fun back being unemployed.
Whoa.
So Fisher Seattle, I know they test everybody. Fisher Portland didn't test anybody, I don't think.
I've been here, six years, or was there a little over 6 years.
Yeah.
Never got tested.
It's like if they find me, it's like 30% of the company would probably be gone. I mean, what are you talking about, man? So, not that I want to make light of our thing. All right, we got Carrie Rory coming up and all that. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there. We'll be back.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
That's interesting. All right, here's Sarah, the traffic.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Just drunk enough that you're whizzing on a rose bush.
Next to it.
Against a house.
No, it wasn't against... It was like rosebush, space, and then house.
I'm not taking out my genitals anywhere near a rosebush.
Well, how about the bathroom inside the house?
Well, there was
an option.
There was a huge line, and yeah, by that point, I didn't feel like waiting. It seemed like a really good idea. It wasn't.
Yeah. who would have known? And so you were there against the... Were you leaning against the house?
No, I wasn't leaning against... It was like there was a little side area of the house. So
squatting
kind of
next to the
house.
Yeah,
so I mean, there was
this
the house.
Like a little rose garden by the house?
No, it was actually a rose bush on in another person's yard that was like poking through the fence.
And so you got attacked by the rose bush?
Yeah, I had scratches.
Fall into it or something?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
No, have some more beer.
It's all a blur.
I've got some 20% beer over here if you want it.
Oh,
that'll help you out with that. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We're going to get Rory in a second. Don, you're a first-time caller. What's up?
Not much, buddy. What's going on with you?
Not a whole lot. Lynn, bring it on me, brother.
Hey, I got to compliment you on you on your taste on your 1080 girls. I met Sam on Friday night over at a bar, and man, she is smoking hot.
Yeah, Sam is great. She stars in Beaverton on Saturdays. I think I forget.
We should go down.
Yeah, she's learned some new pole tricks apparently too.
It's
so.
Like Saturday from 11 to 6, maybe.
Matt says feigning. I don't. That's what I
wrote. Don't know exactly.
I don't know really. Sam is hot, as are all of them. In fact, I saw Glory.
Man, you do not believe. Yeah, she's really hot.
Glory was at Bigger Than Jesus on Saturday, and then we've been trying to track all the rest of them down, kind of a where are they, you know, now to kind of catch up with them because it's been a few months. So yeah, Sam is great though. So we're big fans of her. You're a first time caller. How'd you discover the show here?
I listened to you way back when.
Excellent. So you're old school.
Old school.
All right, there you go. All right, man, there you go. There's Don. Yeah. Now we got to get the 1080 girls in here again. I don't know where they've I don't know where they've been. They've all kind of
round them up, I bet.
Vanished into the woodwork. Let's see. What am I doing here? Rory, you're a full-time listener. What's up with you?
Hey, I got some information on the UA beating.
Oh, not that we would condone.
Well,
defrauding.
Absolutely not.
No, but I mean theoretically, just because you know for the gift of knowledge.
Well, the most innovative way is what I would do is I would start on a maximum dose of niacin pills. The more acidic that your body is, the more it masks THC. Also, the third eye sells something that is guaranteed to work or money back to the company.
You know what they ought to do? Those companies that sell things to help you pass drug tests ought to offer to pay your rent if it doesn't work. That's you want to impress me? You want to impress me? Offer to pay my car payments if I get fired.
But also, too, that I definitely wouldn't recommend, but I've known people that have been in the system that have done it. Put a couple drops of bleach in some water and drink it right before you go in for the testing, about a half hour.
Yeah, I know that there's all kinds of weirdness that they do, because it's like some of them are really hardcore about it. Like, some places will sit there and they'll have a guy watch you pee into the thing because they want to make sure that you're not bringing in somebody else's urine.
Right.
And they sell, I've seen it like online, they sell these like full-on like fake penises that you can get, like these, like really, like real looking.
With
I mean,
a tube in them.
Yeah, completely realistic looking prosthetic penises that'll either go into your pants or like... it's true, like will fit over your own, you know, and it's sort of like take it out, and it's got like a little thing of urine secreted away inside, and you'd fit, you know, and it's got like a little heater in it and everything, so it's 98.6 degrees. I mean, it's like, it's serious business there. So.
Right. Now, I don't know whether it's still available or not, but this is something that might be a whole different subject that you can get Clyde interested in, or get him going on sometime. But also Third Eye and other places. Abby Hoffman wrote a book years ago
called "Steal This Urine Test." Yeah, I've got that. Yeah,
and I don't know how accurate that would be with today's test, but you know, most things are proven and last over time.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's Rory. Yeah, Abby Hoffman, of course, was famous for "Steal This Book." He wrote this book in like '89, I think, a couple years before he died, called "Steal This Urine Test." It was him and Abby Hoffman and somebody else wrote it. And, he has a lot of that stuff. They've really advanced the technology since then. But a lot of that stuff, it's like, you know, but it's just like, it gives you stuff on how long it takes you to. And I was going to say, you know, we were talking about this during the break, that it's like, it's just retarded. I mean, it's like if you're, you know, whatever. It's like if you're, you know, you're a pilot or you're, you know, whatever. You're some guy that's doing open heart surgery or something. Or I know you were saying, Kristen, they drug test because they drive.
Yeah, if you're, like company if you're driving company vehicles, that seems, you know, like a legitimate request.
I suppose. I mean, although... You know, by that rationale, they ought to just randomly drug test everybody on the road, you know?
Well, it just seems wrong, too, to have to look at somebody's... Doesn't that violate some sort of civil right?
Well, it violates...
Looking at your hoochie mamas?
It violates just, like, simple human decency, again, which is something that most employers don't have. I understand that. But it's like, you know, if you get to a point... And I don't mean to just be some weird hippie alarmist freak about it or anything. I'm just saying, if it gets to a point where to get a job in America, a guy's got to, you know, a guy's got to watch you urinate into a cup in front of him, it just seems like you're getting to a point where it's, you know, I think we got along in this country for, you know, people have been getting effed up on something or other since the beginning of time.
Yeah, if we made it through the 60s, okay, I think we can...
That's what I'm talking about. You know, people in this country have been getting high... Freaking, you know, a country founded by guys who grew weed. Just get past it, all right? I mean, do you realize we successfully waged a war against the British while everybody, you know, while the guys who were founding the country were high? I mean, just get over it, all right?
But then again, it is the British.
It's true. The British are all drunk.
Who I love, by the way.
British, they're all them and their ineffective teeth. All right. I don't know what I'm doing. All right, we'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Here's Everlast.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
That's me with the microphone off there.
The dollar in the jar.
You sons of bitches, I'll do it. Just get off my back.
You stiffed us on a dollar last week.
And the dollar.
And the week before.
So that's $3.
You minor birds? Shut up.
In stereo, baby.
Rick, I used to have to take these goddamn tests once a week, and I smoke like a burning bush. I used to take shots of apple cider vinegar. Its acid content burns the THC out of your fat cells. See, you know, when I hear this a lot, though, it's like that thing of toothpaste getting rid of hickeys. You know, it's one of those things where you instinctively just distrust it. It's like the whole thing of, you know, no, I'm not going to get pregnant. I douche with Coca-Cola, you know, whatever.
Oh, that was unnecessary.
I heard that in high school. In high school, that went around. It worked for me. I thought that might help Anonymous out. P.S. F. Matt with a greasy chicken wing.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
You know, the whole F. Matt phenomenon is kind of interesting, only because sometimes it's really obvious where people get those from, and sometimes it's just like they've got a book of nouns in front of them. They're just going through, and it's just...
Mad Libs.
Yeah, sort of randomly picking things. You know, who knows? Anyway, we now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting show, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. We have don't forget, tomorrow, Clyde Lewis will be here, with news at Ground Zero. Let's see, we've got, so you want to be here for that. Rick, I thought this might be asking a lot, But can you somehow email me a copy of the scroll you read in your one-man show? Oh, the thing towards the end. I was blown away by your performance. It was 10 times better than going to a movie. Yet for less than you might expect. You know, can I just tell you this? You know, New York and Manhattan movies are $10.25 now. The hell is that? Thanks again. That's Joshua. If so, we're probably going to hold off on anything like that until after the performance is done. So the best way to do it, to see it again or hear it right now, is just to come to the show. Not surprisingly. You can get tickets at rickemerson.com. Coming up tomorrow, yeah, Clyde Lewis will be with News at Ground Zero. And then Jolie continues. Jolie's in Africa for the next, whatever, 10 days or something. So, I don't know, we'll do How Chicks Think tomorrow.
Sure.
Have you do it if you want to do that.
Yeah.
All right. We want to thank CNN radio correspondent John Bisney, Ashton Kutcher, Christina Ricci, Paul Bremer, J-Lo, Kristen from accounting, of course, Diana from downtown, Joy from Belmont Station. So we want to thank all the people with the unemployment surveys today. I'm not sure what we're going to do about that quite yet, but we'll give it some thought. It seems like we need to do a little thing there. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk Today, KOTK. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley, and, of course, the executive producer is one F. Matt Peterson. As always, don't let the bastards grind it down. Thank you for listening. Like us next, world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. We'll see you tomorrow at noon. Be safe, y'all. Bye.
Girl who sleeps with people on the first date.